Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
But we only got Justice here for a few more minutes, so I just want to do a quick rundown because I know we are in full spring sports mode right now on the local side. I mean, baseball action has been going on hot right now. First, before we get to that, though, just really quick, last week we did have some coaching changes around here with football, especially Rob Scott leaving Memorial, Fall Creek. Marcus replacing Tyler over there. Kadot's got a new coach. Even on the hockey side, Memorial, Coach Collins stepping down too. So a lot of changes.
Yeah, right now. And it's kind of that time of year where you want to give your schools time to to you're given the notice here in the spring that they have, you know, end of the school year to get somebody in before the summer practices. So
right.
I mean, we were talking off air like the Rob Scott thing. It's you could see that. I mean, if you lived up there. Coached up there for, 12 years on the Superior, and the head coaching job comes out there, I can completely understand going back up there to become the head man. So, But I had nothing but great dealings with Rob Scott here, so I wish him nothing but the best up there in Superior. What a really nice guy who did a lot of good things in the community as well. So, nothing but the best for him. And then, obviously, with Colin stepping down, you get a longtime assistant stepping in there who's been there forever and now gets his chance to sign. Collins is going to step back and be on the bench as well, so as kind of a guiding hand. So good transition there as well. And then with both Fall Creek and Kadot, you had guys step down, and then you have assistants and guys who've been around the programs stepping up too. So really good transitions that I think it'll be – pretty comfortable for a lot of the players that are coming back to get back into.
Yep. I know on baseball-wise, Brandon was talking a little bit about it on Friday with the Big Rivers, and again, it's just kind of going to be one of those years I think that's going to be going down to the wire. I know last week we had a couple walk-up. Was it North had a walk-off?
Yep.
And I know this is Cloverbelt, but Regis
North almost gets no hit the first game and then walks it off against New Richmond in the second one. So.
Yeah. And then I know it's Cloverbelt, but Regis with the Grand Slam walk-off over there too. So it seems like another year, at least overall from this area, is going to be a lot of really good baseball action.
Yeah, and I think everybody's – I don't know if there's a team right now that's standing out completely above the rest. I think there's just a lot of really good teams. So it's going to be just a competitive battle down to the end and once I get in the playoffs and see if some of these teams can work it out there too. So it's been funny. You know, in Dairyland, you got to leave a Strum.
Yep.
Good team there too. So I mean, I think
they had a good run last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So and they returned a lot of those players, and then Fall Creek's back in baseball, and they're I think they're 4-3 to start off there, and not having baseball for a couple of years to come back and be able to get that. And then on the softball side of things, it's kind of the same thing. It's like in the Clover Belt, you got McDonald and Fall Creek just battling, and Thorpe is right there, and Thorpe might is just as good as them. So you have a three-headed monster battling in softball there. Big Rivers wise, Chi High just continuing to be just such a great team, but right below them, the rest of the conference is just tough. So I think there's just going to be some good battles going on here. Still early, and some teams might start hitting their stride once the warmer weather comes too.
Right. Golf wise, are the teams starting to hit the course? Have they been out on? I know Brandon said, is there a Bloomer one this week, like tomorrow or this week? I think a big one coming up.
I know. You got some of that going on. I know. Like Memorial or the Big Rivers is having one at Troy Byrne today, if I'm not mistaken. So this morning they're out there. Memorial was over at Sheboygan at Black Wolf Run for a big invite that they have every year there, and they finished sixth as a team. So out of I don't know how many 30 teams or something like that. So they're going to be another tough Memorial year there for that team. They find a way to restock the shelf. So, I think hopefully, we get some of the warmer weather here. Obviously, today, but then we've got rain in the forecast. But that's April.
It is.
And these guys are kind of used to it. I mean, it could not have been. I think it was last Wednesday and Thursday they were over at Black Wolf Run. And that wind whipping off the lake, it probably felt like it was 30 degrees out there. I know the first day it was raining and they ended up suspending play, but... Yeah, so these guys are used to it. They're like me. They go out there. If there's a little chance you can get out, you want to get out.
You're going to do it. The only thing difference is they put up better scores than you.
Oh, much better, yeah.
It's just, I know we say it every year at this time, but it just boggles my mind, the talent level of, and that starts down to the youth golf and going all the way up there too. But it's just, I mean, you have, we were talking a little bit off the air, but Longbell almost, making the cuts for people. I mean, just, the history of all these golfers from this area has been amazing.
It's really fun. Like I said, I've always enjoyed it because golf, a lot of times depending on how good you're watching him from freshman, mm-hmm. like a Will Schlitz.
Yeah,
you know, I've watched him when he was a freshman, and then second year, his sophomore year, he wins state.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got another 2 years, got a final year this year to get to watch him play. So it's just a lot of fun to see these guys out there and watch the game grow. And golf is one of those games where you can be a little more interactive, obviously, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, anybody who golfs knows that.
Right.
It's a social sport, so yeah, it's a Absolutely. Lot of fun.
Soccer-wise, I mean, I was driving by Claremont Saturday, saw the Memorial Fields were full of soccer over there too, but you know, from that perspective, is it's kind of the same teams up there, you know, when it comes to big rivers and that, you know, Memorial, Hudson, or,
yeah.
you know,
yep, kind of yep. sort of thing. And, Chi-High's building up mm-hmm. as well. North has been right there. North's played a lot of tough games, a lot of, you know, had some draws and, you know, close mm-hmm. games. So they're battling as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's another one of those things where you're those teams and you're battling these elements and you're yeah. out there playing for.
Yeah. And I know track and field, too, with the wind. I mean, unless it's behind you. You know, yeah, might help with some of your runs and such.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's almost been it's not the cold so much lately. Is it just it's been really blustery out there.
Right.
So for a lot of these sports, it's just you're dealing with that more than anything. And just mm-hmm. So you're playing softball. You're playing soccer. The wind just completely affects obviously golf too.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sure they're all would rather have it 45 and sunny mm-hmm. than 55 and 20 to 30 mile per hour wind gusts.
Right. Exactly. All right, before I let you go here really quick, then, too, just a shout-out, because I know Blue Goals, it was like Blue Goals versus Stout, you know, for a lot of sports this past weekend. Baseball split, I know, against Stout over the weekend, too. Track and field, they were over in lacrosse coming up here, too. So what Blue Gold softball, why I kind of just started up the other day,
split,
too.
And
so
I had a non-conference yesterday in split mm-hmm. with St. Benedict. I'm turning British.
I wish I had that, actually.
I did not mean to do that.
So, I mean, Blue Gold events going on. Track and field, too, kind of, you know, the outdoor schedule. I was looking at it the other day here. It's going to be coming up here in, what, just a month left? Less than a month left of the season.
Real quick, because, I mean, you get towards May, and that's when you're already starting to talk about like outdoor nationals coming up. So yeah, right. it'll be real quick.
And I know baseball wise too. I mean, you know, they're beginning of May is their last game,
right? So that's and people you forget is like you kind of base it off the high school schedule, but it's not. They're almost right. a month ahead, if not a half a month ahead of the high school because school's done
right
by June. So
exactly, yeah. Because I remember being on campus and it was softball YHF the year they won the national championship. You know, they
yeah.
were, still, you know, kind of finishing up there when we were still on campus. So
yeah, but. it's very much once we get to May, we'll be in postseason action in the college ranks.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. All right, that's your local sports roundup brought to you by Robinson's Appliances. Don't forget to check out Justice and his crew, Sports Scene 13, yes. every night on well, Channel 13, WEU 13 News, or at online over there too. You guys are doing busy time of the year.
Give me a call. I'll just come into your house and do it too.
Well, I was going to say, if you need a call for some draft stuff on Thursday, let me know. I'll hop onto my basement like you did in 2020 on a Zoom. And
it'd be much easier to get the show on than it was that day.
Yeah, I can imagine. You didn't want to wear your Ryan Leaf jersey on camera for that That's one like right. you did with me and Brandon. So.
Oh, my.
Probably the only three people left in this world that have a Ryan Leaf Chargers jersey. You, me, and Brandon.
So. As in it's somewhere. In my basement.
Just us three can never get rid of that jersey now.
No. Oh, no.
Never.
That thing is someday, I mean, now, even at this point, people don't even really know.
I got it at Cedar Creek Mall in Wausau. I remember getting it as a kid.
Mine was at Goodwill, Steve's point.
Mine was on the clearance rack, though. It wasn't brand. It was like, oh, $15 for a brand new jersey? I don't care who it is, you know.
That was my Halloween costume. I went as Ryan Leaf and just yelled at people.
So you were an adult when you got it?
I mean, I was in college. Anybody
okay.
really an adult
no.
in college, let's be honest.
Yeah, not really.
Definitely not this guy right here.
All right, Justice.